Welcome to Unleash Your Courage. This is Angela Schroeder. We will be exploring and celebrating the stories of incredible people out there, pushing past their fears and making courageous decisions. Each week, we're going to have some phenomenal guests sharing their stories of courage. This week, we are kicking off with some of my own thoughts on courage, growing your mindset, growing your business, and growing your life. So thank you so much for being here with us, whether you are listening on Turfs Up Radio or joining in our Facebook group. We're glad you're here. So if you are on Facebook Live with us, say hello, drop a comment, ask a question. We will see in this first week if I can figure out technology and look at your questions and play the music and do it all. So thanks for being here as we kick this off. So we're going to include a few of my stories and start off with a dream I had on my heart as a little girl. I grew up on a farm and my grandparents lived next door, and I would go over to my grandma's and she had the greatest collection of old books that just smelled like old books. And I would tape over the author's name and write my own and carry those books around with pride. Fast forward, one of the dreams of my heart as a little girl, fast forward about 30 years, and I was sitting on my own front porch in Aurora, Nebraska, watching my two little kids play in the yard. And I read a book by Gay Hendricks called Five Wishes. And it took you through the five, if you were on your deathbed, what are five things you wished you would do before you died for your life to be a complete success? And I did all the exercises and wrote out all of my wishes. Fast forward to about 2 years ago, and I was at a place of stuck in my life after two divorces. I had had many periods of success in my life. I right out of college, opened a dance studio, felt like I was living out my dream and passion of dance and teaching kids and helping other dance studios become more successful as well. But through different periods of building successful businesses, now I was at a period of stuck. And spent some time reflecting, and this book fell off my shelf, and the handwritten note, that book Five Wishes, fell off my shelf, and the handwritten note where I had written out my dreams fell out of it. And one of those dreams was to write and publish a book and speak about it. And that was a shocking reality that 15 years later, I had not moved my life forward. So things happen for a reason. Later that day, I went to an event and I met James Mansky, who will talk about how that correlates with this green industry. And he had just written a book, and I was fascinated with that. Like, this is all meant to be. I'm meant to live out my dream. And so borrowed his courage within the week, started my book, The Courageous Mind, which I finished, and left what I was doing that was stuck and started a new business. So I say that because, tell that story because I believe we all go through seasons of our life where we needed to, like I in that instance, borrow courage from someone else to reignite the champion spirit inside me, to live out and finish dreams that I had on my heart. And that we go through seasons where we are doing it really well and we use courage instinctively. And that we also lead best by loaning others courage. So we'll talk about those stories and people and seasons of those of their life and those a lot. But how do we live in that season of using courage really well more often? I believe that the most successful and happiest people use courage instinctively. So how do we support in our lives using courage more often? And I think that starts with growing and guarding our mindset and supporting this spirit within us so that we have the capacity to make courageous decisions over and over. So what things do I believe go into growing and guarding your mindset? First is your morning routine. And as we are kicking off a new year, there's probably a lot of people that started with a morning routine, started a new morning routine. Maybe you had gotten lax about that, but as the new year started, you decided to get up earlier and do a morning routine. But I believe that kicks off your day and that the most successful people do have a disciplined morning routine. Mine starts off a little crazy. I wake up at 4:30 almost every day, and I'm not a morning person. People say that when I tell them what time I wake up, but I cherish that time to set my day up for success, that it is my chance to be proactive in the day, to invest in myself and do things that set up my day. Like, it's the proactive time before the world hits you and is reactive, and I think it's one of the most important things I do. So I love the book by Hal Elrod, The Miracle Morning. It has savers steps in it, and those are all the things that I do in the morning. I work out, I journal some morning pages, get all of the clutter that is in my mind and racing around out on paper so it's not juggling around in there driving me crazy all day. Affirmations, visualizations, all important part of changing our mindset. Reading something, reading a few pages of a book. I like to multitask in my morning routine, so I listen to books on Audible while I'm working out. Did I skip any of them? Moment of silence. So whether that's meditation or prayer or whatever that is for you, that meditation and silent time in the morning to do some personal development is super important. So hopefully I didn't miss any steps in the savers there. Should have gone through them in order, maybe. But what's your morning routine? If you're on Facebook, comment. Or is there something you want to change to set your morning up for success? It doesn't have to look as long and complex as mine. Mine is a couple hours, and I value all of those moments of journaling and workout and starting with adrenaline and all of those things. But if you don't have one, it can start with 30 minutes. That will totally change the tone of your day and your mindset. Besides just routine in the morning, what does the rest of your routines look like? What are your habits during the day? What are things that we do routinely over and over? Are there things that have become habits that aren't so good anymore? Do you put into practice of constantly evaluating as you started the year off or as you start the month off, of evaluating? Are there things that you need to start doing? Are there things you want to stop doing? Are there things you want to do more of in the routine of your life? It's the disciplined, consistent investments that you make in yourself and the things that you do every day that get you closer and closer to who you want to be tomorrow and protect that mindset. So again, sometimes too much of a good thing isn't necessarily a good thing. I started a great habit of walking more that started during COVID, but then I would do it more and more. Like, this is stressing me out. I'm going to take a walk and evaluate and think about that. But walking turned into avoidance for me. So evaluating those habits and what you need to do. Habits can also be a great thing because they take out decision-making. When we make a decision to create habits in our life and routines in our life and things that we do, they take away the need to make decisions. Have you thought about that? How many decisions that you have to make a day? We are called, especially those of you that are business owners, to make so many decisions a day. But we only have the capacity to make so many decisions. And making a big courageous decision takes even more of that decision-making power. So how can you take away the decisions? How can you eliminate the number of decisions that you need to make in a day? One, try and write them down. Otherwise, some are easy. So for example, I wear black almost every day, and people in my life know that. It became something I liked, and then I decided just to do it to eliminate a decision in my life. So many people spend time figuring out what they're going to wear. I really only need to figure out what black shirt I'm going to wear that day. It's become something funny with people in my life, but it does eliminate the decision-making power. I meal prep on the weekends, which is great for a healthy lifestyle, but my main benefit that I like about it is I don't have to think every day, what am I gonna have for lunch? What am I gonna have for dinner? Think about the decision-making capacity that you need to do that. How much time most people spend thinking about what they're gonna have for lunch or what they're going to make for dinner. What if all that decision-making energy was taken away? So think of the things that you can habit and habit stack in your life. Even working out, I know I'm going to wake up at 4:30 every day. I never let myself hit the snooze button. So it's not a decision. It's not a decision, oh, am I gonna hit the snooze button today? That already sucked away some of that good decision-making power. I know I'm going to get up. I know I'm going to put my workout clothes on, and so I don't have to make a decision about when I'm going to the gym or what that's gonna look like. Next in mindset is investments in your personal growth. How do you intentionally invest in growing your mindset so that you're not staying stagnant, that you are giving yourself energy and increasing that mindset, increasing that champion spirit and courageous capacity? We are all in our life leaders, friends, in some capacity. And our first assignment is to lead ourselves well, to make decisions, to get good sleep, to fuel our body well, our mind well, to protect our energy, to immerse ourselves in environments that help us grow, to read books, to do things that set our soul on fire. Because if we don't, our response and reactions to others are based on our own feelings, our own needs, our insecurities, our lack of energy. And we're not the best to those teams and people that we lead. When I think about that, I think about how many times my kids are adults now. But sometimes I still yell at them as adults. But how many times we overreact and our overreactions that we are then not proud of are not really based on what happened with the other person or the situation. They're most often based by one of those things, our lack of energy or our insecurity. So how are we constantly making investments in taking care of ourselves and leading ourselves well to make those courageous decisions? All right, I'm gonna make my first attempt at a commercial break. Again, if you are joining us on Facebook, make sure you leave a comment or ask a question.
Fed up with your current software solution? Field Routes is the cloud-based software technology you need to level up your lawn care business. From routing to scheduling, collections, marketing, reporting, and more. It's the all-in-one solution that automates, not complicates. Field Routes helps lawn care companies simplify, scale, and grow. Schedule your free demo today by visiting fieldroutes.com. That's fieldroutes.com.
You're listening to Turfs Up Radio, the only radio station of its kind dedicated to the green industry. Turfs Up Radio, your industry, your station.
Hey everybody, Wayne Vohs, The Prophet, your host of Prophet Time here on Turfs Up Radio. If you listen to my show, you know I'm all about profit. As an industry, profit is something we fail to meet most of the time. If you're working hard but not seeing the results that you deserve, Profits Unlimited is here to help. We offer processes and systems designed specifically to make your company more successful, more profitable, and certainly more efficient. When you're ready to take your company to the next level, reach out to me at profitsareus.com. That's profitsareus.com. And don't forget to turn into Profit Time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m.
Are you a military family with a spouse on deployment away from home? Did you know that nonprofit Project Evergreen has thousands of volunteers across the country ready to help military families with lawn, landscape, and snow removal services? We call it Green Care and Snow Care for troops. If you are a military family and would like to receive this free service, or if you'd like to volunteer to help, visit projectevergreen.org. Project Evergreen, creating a greener, healthier, cooler earth, one yard at a time.
Okay, and we're back. I could have done music on the way back. Maybe I'll figure that out by week two. Okay, so we did have some questions. One is, do I have an evening routine? And I do. It's not as complex as my morning routine. I would say I'm proud to like try and get myself in bed early so that I can wake up that early. Evening routine, the most important part for me is, again, the brain dump and then setting myself like up for success the next day. My planner's on the floor, otherwise I'd show you it. But I have a planner that is really important to the morning and the evening and has some reflection questions for the end of the day, reflecting on my wins of the day to kind of end the day with a grateful heart, things that were awesome or wins of the day, things to celebrate. And then I do just a brain dump of like everything that's on my mind so that I can sleep better. We all know that, like you go to bed and then all of a sudden you're racing. So I would say that's one of the most important parts is like getting all of that, again, junk out of my head, seeing if there's anything that I can quickly be proactive and set up with my team during the day for the next day. So set up with the team quickly and then write out my six most important list. So that's in my planner for the beginning of the day. But if I know what that is for the next day, I write the six most important things I want to focus on the next day that align with my goals. And then that's how I start my morning too. I didn't mention that. What is one of the best books that I've read lately? This one is on the floor. I'll grab it because I have read and listened to it every day for a week. It's called You Squared by Price Pritchett. I highly recommend it. It's like a 45-minute listen. You can download it on the website, but this is phenomenal for setting you up for the year and a mindset to take quantum leaps. Maybe I'll post some other ones in the comments and post different books that I read. I often do that on social media, so if you aren't following me on Instagram and other social media accounts, be sure and do that because I very often post in my stories about the books I'm listening to and reading. I do digest most things through that, but then I love having physical copies of the books too. So keep the questions coming. It's so much more interactive and I can't wait for next week until I'm looking at and like answering and talking on questions with a person. I talk about these things and the book a lot, but not necessarily to a camera. I like it better when there is interaction. So the next thing we're going to talk about is people in your life, people and environment. This is one of the greatest analogies, I think. A shark in a fish tank will grow 8 inches, and in the ocean, it can grow 8 feet or more. A shark will never outgrow its environment, and neither will you. This is one of the most crucial things in supporting your courage and your growth in life and your success. We've all heard you're going to become like the 5 people you surround yourself with the most, but it is so true. Who is speaking into your life? What environments are you putting yourself in? Are you surrounding yourself with small thinkers who are limiting your growth? Or are you choosing to be in environments with people who dream big, who do more, who have audacious goals, and being in environments that fuel and encourage your growth? I can't even begin to say how important this one is. All of those other things are very important things that you can do on your own, but the people that you choose to surround yourself with, the community that you choose to involve yourself with, is so important. And if you don't have one or those people need to change, it's one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself in the new year. It can be isolating to be an entrepreneur and a person that is looking for growth because it is not safe to share your dreams with everyone. People can be dream killers and they don't understand the different things that are going on and the things that you're talking about, and they can cause a crazy effect in your life. I talk about it a lot as spiral up or spiral down. that one of the biggest thieves to happiness in our life is worry. And your circle has a lot to do with that. Are the people in your life, and worry, I think of worry as the question, what if? That what if leads to worry. Are the people in your life, when you tell them about your dreams, or when you tell them what happened to you today, or when you're having conversations of any kind, are the people in your life asking, what if that goes wrong? What if your business fails? What if you run out of money? What if it's spiraling down all of the terrible situations that might happen? Or is your circle asking you what if questions that make you think bigger? What if you grew 5 times what you're thinking? What if you hired 10 more people? What if? And all they are asking is those questions, so you don't even think about failure. So it not only determines the success in your life, because you are listening and thinking way bigger than you thought before, but it also is such a huge determines your happiness. Because if you are not around people who ask what if questions, like what if that makes you worry, then you don't worry either. So one of the most important things in your life for your success, for your happiness, and definitely for your courage. Because are you with people who encourage you to take risks, encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone? So, courage. What do we most often think of when we think of courage and courage in action? We talked about all the things that set up our ability to make courageous decisions, but what do we think of as courage? And most often, we think of courage as like the roar of a lion. Courage that is like, put on the armor and go do something dangerous and run into the fire, right? That is facing a big fear head on. And that is one type of courage. And, taking those big risks where the outcome isn't guaranteed, or like I said, facing a fear. I believe that courage is like a muscle. And if you want to make courageous decisions in your business, courageous decisions in other areas of your life, that you can practice it and strengthen it like a muscle, that it gets stronger the more you train it. The more that you look fear in the face, the more that you step outside your comfort zone, that you get uncomfortable over and over and over, the more courageous you become, and that you can practice it. Now, we don't very often get a chance to practice it in business, but what scares you? And intentionally doing things that scare you. So I set out this year, as I published my book on courage in May, I set out to do some things that scared me. And over the year of writing the book, so in the previous year and in this year, to intentionally do things that were very scary to me. And I identified when somebody said, what are the things that scare you the most? What is your biggest fear? 1, snakes. So I intentionally had a snake around my neck. It's not so difficult to think about now since I did it for so long, but I intentionally put myself in a situation of something that I thought was the worst. Because when you know what fear feels like, then when it comes up, you can work through it faster. 2nd fear is cliffs. I'm not scared of heights. I could be on a super tall building. I could climb a roof. I could walk around on the roof. I'm on ladders, not scared of heights, but for some reason, like the edge of mountains and cliffs. And I hiked the Grand Canyon this year, and now I don't think that's a fear anymore. It was uncomfortable at first, but the more often I was close to the edge and overcame those feelings, the stronger my courage muscle became. So think about that. What's something that scares you that you can go out there and do, even if it's an adventure? Because scaring yourself in an adventure seems a lot more fun than, you know, maybe taking a business risk, although those are fun as well. So the other type of courage that we'll talk about is courage that we don't necessarily speak of as most. I think it's the other type of courage. We most often think of reward and talk about in business as well, that run into the fire courage. But I believe the other type of courage is the opposite of running into the fire and putting that armor on, and instead taking the armor off, being vulnerable. And because that's scary too. And it's courageous to be vulnerable in communities. And another reason that community is important, to have people in your life that you can be vulnerable with and do some deep work on yourself and sort through your own internal work and feelings that might be coming up and things that you need to work on to be a better person, be a better leader, be better at leading our teams, our clients, and everyone in our life. And this one's much harder. So these stories will be fun too, but this type of courage is so important. So as we go back to thinking, who do you have in your life? Who do you have in your life that is a safe place to work through these things, that challenges you to be a better person, that calls you out on the excuses or lies that you tell yourself, that holds you accountable for being that better person and doing that deeper internal work? So I loved when I was on a show, I was going to get to how I got to Turfs Up Radio, but when I was on the morning show on Turfs Up with Russell a few weeks ago, he asked me a question that led to that, like if I led people through feelings. And in the past, I didn't. I've had 25 plus years of working with business owners and helping them build better businesses. But I said before, I did it without feelings or caring about their feelings. It was just a plan. Like, here's the script. Here's the plan. This is what you need to do to be successful. Here's the blueprint. And this is exactly how you do it. And you need to run fast. And there are no excuses or no deviations from the plan. And this is how to do it. And looking back at that, I kind of laugh. But I was definitely that person. Just run faster, just run harder to myself and my goals. And I thought everyone can accomplish the same things. You just have to run faster and you have to run harder. But now, taking a step back and knowing that we can't lead everyone else the same, that everyone has their own strengths, their own uniquenesses, their own things that are challenging them, the own reasons that they're making those excuses or telling themselves those stories or unable to push past those fears. And we can be better leaders if we do talk about those things. When you work on those things, you vibrate at a higher frequency. You attract different higher level people into your life, and your circle starts changing. Without having to do it intentionally, you are attracting different people into your life because you made the decision to work on yourself first. When you work on yourself so fiercely, when you walk into the room, you elevate the energy, and like-minded, authentic, purpose-driven individuals show up in your life. Which leads us to story number two, and how I got to be on Turfs Up Radio and this show. My second dream as a little five-year-old was to be Jane Pauley on the Today Show. Maybe Katie Couric, that dates me, saying Jane Pauley. But to be on a show. Now, this isn't a TV show, but it's a radio show, so yay for two childhood dreams coming true. And I tell this story after the vibration story and working on yourself and then showing up on purpose, in that from the beginning story, as I met James and I got to work with him, had the honor and privilege of working with him in building his coaching business through the green industry. And I helped him hold a mastermind here in Omaha. And Dan Plata and Dave Kaminsky came, and I got to meet them. And then Dan had me on his show, and which all led to the train of this. I had a great time. I love being on Dan's show, which is Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Central Time, Bookkeeping, Beer, and BS. Such a great group of people. I absolutely love it. And got to be on Dan's show, and then Russell saw me on Dan's show, asked me to be on his morning show, and then here I am. So when you show up, you meet the most extraordinary people that so many people in my life and through all this that I didn't know a year ago. So I'm excited to meet so many more of you. Okay, what else do we need to talk about? Are there any more questions? I'll see if I can learn to get over to the questions. But I am, like I said, so excited to learn from the stories of other people. It was my favorite part of writing the book is all of the interviews and learning from other people's stories. People have so much. We can all learn from everybody, and listening to their stories and their struggle and their successes. And we have such an incredible lineup. I thought I had it all scheduled out, but for the next several weeks, I will be on the road at Green Industry Convention. So we will be coming live from lots of amazing places. And I was gonna put in my notes where we would be, but we'll put that in the comments or on social media somewhere. But for the next few weeks, we'll be coming to you and from different places. So who knows who we will find. Okay, so the last few questions, any more questions you have, put them in here before we wrap up. What is my word of the year? You guys should share your word of the year. Does anyone else have a word of the year? I had a hard time picking a word of the year. So 2 years ago, before I wrote the book, my word of the year was courageous, and I knew it right away. On January 1st, I picked that word and I posted it all over. I got a big sign that hangs in my room, and obviously I named a business and I named a book after it, and it went very well. And I always pick a word of the year, and I cannot remember what last year's word is either. This year, I had a really hard time picking just one word. Maybe I will get there, but on my boards that are everywhere around the office, quantum leap is the big word phrase of the year, quantum leaps. And then the words under it, I'm gonna look because it's new, playful, curious, vibration, and light. And I so couldn't decide a word this year that I have three lines, and then there's lots of words under that, all things that I wanted to focus on. That's something. Do you write a board of your goals? Mine are everywhere, written all over my office. I have goals put in the shower, but they include and start with my words and then big things that I want to work on. Still trying to figure out what your word of the year is. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in week one. Spread the word and join us every week at 4:30, either on Turfs Up Radio or live here on Facebook. I appreciate you all.